On the 24th of May, 1965, a 13.5-foot boat left the northeast coast of America, bound for England. Robert Manray had taken leave of his work to go on this boat trip. Robert was afraid, though, not of the ocean, but of all those people who might try to talk him out of the trip. So he didn't tell many people, just his wife, Virginia, and a few relatives, his wife being his greatest supporter and encourager. The trip was anything but pleasant. Robert spent many sleepless nights trying to cross busy shipping lanes. Weeks at sea caused his food to become tasteless. Loneliness caused him to have hallucinations. His rudder broke 3 times. A storm swept him overboard, and had it not been for a rope he had tied around his waist, he would never have made it back on board. Finally, after 78 days alone at sea, he sailed into Falmouth in England. Robert Manray became an overnight hero. Manray's story has been told around the world, but he couldn't have done it alone. Standing on the dock was an even greater hero, his wife, Virginia. She had refused to be critical or negative about her husband's trip. She gave him constant encouragement that enabled him to pursue his dream and therefore complete the journey. Someone has said that encouragement is oxygen of the soul. In other words, encouragement is to us as necessary as breathing. All of us will face times in life when the future looks a bit more uncertain than we would like it to be. Maybe even presently, life for some of us is not as we would like it to be. Perhaps because of some decision or indecision of the past. Or we might be uncertain about how to manage some situation at work or within our family. In the current economic climate, some folk and families might be uncertain about how they're going to manage through to better and more settled times. During times of uncertainty, we need the same thing that Robert Manray needed. We need a word of encouragement. We need to know that others are there for us. More importantly, much more importantly, during our times of uncertainty, we need to know that God is interested and that God cares. From the verses we read in Genesis 28, I want to suggest some things worth remembering in uncertain times. In these verses, Jacob was facing a very uncertain future. He was far from home and could not be sure of ever returning there because of a fallout he had with his brother Esau. At that time, Jacob had no assurance of finding a wife, a job, a home to stay in, or even having his basic needs met. He was seemingly all alone in a hostile world with no guarantee that he would not be hunted down and killed by his brother Esau or that he would not be harmed by robbers or by wild animals. Jacob had a period of real uncertainty and needed some encouragement and assurance from God. Jacob didn't deserve anything from God, but God came to him anyway as he lay down for some rest, as we read in verse 11 of Genesis 28. God came, as we were saying, to the children. God came to Jacob in a dream. And as God came to Jacob in a dream, uncertainties that he had were dealt with. And it's what God says to Jacob. It's the content and tone of what God says to Jacob in his uncertain times that we find encouragement for our uncertain times. I suggest to you, first of all, in uncertain times, remember God's promises. For example, in verse 13 of our reading, God told Jacob that he would dwell in the land that was promised to his grandfather Abraham and to his father Isaac. And then a promise that God had made to Abraham and then to Isaac and now to Jacob was this, that other communities would benefit through the Israelite community. Verse 14, your descendants, Jacob, will be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west and to the east, to the north and to the south. All peoples on earth will be blessed through your offspring. And then Jacob was assured that God would be with him, watching over him as these promises began to be worked out, as these promises began to be fulfilled. In uncertain times, Jacob was to remember the promises of God to him. Now, friends, when we think that Jacob wasn't at that moment settled in the land of promise, that would come later on. When we consider that Jacob did not yet have a wife, never mind offspring, never mind children, such promises were needed to encourage him and help him to keep going. In uncertain times, it's good to remember God's promises. And this principle was not only for Jacob's benefit, it's for ours as well. When we are facing uncertain times, we need to remember that God promises to sustain and guide his people. God promises to uphold us and help us. God's promises to never leave or forsake his people are real promises, written in stone promises, and promises that he fulfills as we leave ourselves and our uncertainties with him. Oh, in the midst of uncertain times, we can get impatient or frustrated. In the midst of uncertain times, we can become concerned and anxious. We can either focus on the problem or we can be encouraged and helped by focusing on the promises of God. In uncertain times, God reminded Jacob of his promises, and he is a promise-keeping God. And not just promise-keeping to Jacob, but to all of his people, all of the time. In uncertain times, remember God's promises. In uncertain times, remember God's presence. We need to know that God is with us if we are to face the uncertainties and challenges of life with confidence. Jacob needed to know that in his uncertain times, God was with him. And God told him so at verse 15. I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go. Jacob may have felt alone, but he was never alone, and neither are we. God never ceases to be close to his people. Remembering God's presence was a real encouragement to David in uncertain times. We know how David puts it in Psalm 23, "I will fear no evil," and here's why: "For you, Lord, are with me." At an uncertain time for the Apostle Paul, when close friends had deserted him, he said this, "But the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength." 2 Timothy 4, verse 17. Christian friend, brother and sister in Christ, God's word to us is the same as God's word to Jacob: "I am with you." Doesn't mean we will escape the trials of life, but the knowledge of God's presence in those trials can give us peace and confidence and hope as well. In uncertain times, remember God's promises. Remember God's presence. In uncertain times, remember God's protection. As God speaks to Jacob in his dream, verse 15, he says to him, "I am with you and will watch over you." In other words, God was saying to Jacob, "Not only am I going to be with you on your travels, I am going to protect you in your travels." Didn't mean that Jacob would be kept from all hurtful or bad experiences, but it did mean to him, and therefore to us, that God will keep his people, that God will keep us, not ever let go of us through the ups and downs of the journey of life. In those times when we feel we can't hold on to God, God is holding on to us. While Jacob had his moments, because of the fallout with his brother Esau, he really did not have to worry about his brother's anger or attacks from robbers or wild animals, and here's why. God had certain things for Jacob to do. God had certain tasks for Jacob to complete, certain plans for him to fulfill. And so God would watch over Jacob until all he had for him to do was done. Again, verse 15. "I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you." We should remember God's protection in uncertain times. Reality check. All of us will have times of uncertainty or indecision sooner or later. Tomorrow, next week, next month. That's the reality of life and living. In those times, let's remember God's promise to walk with us. Remember his presence, his abiding presence, and also his protection. And one more thing, in uncertain times, remember God's provision. Remember God's provision. The watch over you promise of verse 15 has a double meaning. One meaning of watch over is that of protection, which we've just commented on. The other meaning of watch over is that of provision, or of God caring. As God speaks here to Jacob in his dream, he is promising to protect him and to care for his needs. And this seems to be how Jacob understood it, because listen again to what we read in verse 20. "Then Jacob made a vow, saying, 'If God will be with me and will watch over me on this journey I am taking, and will give me food to eat and clothes to wear, so that I return safely to my father's house, then the Lord will be my God.'" In uncertain times, remember God's provision. We read some verses from Matthew chapter 6, from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, the section headed, "Do Not Worry." In those verses, we're told about God making provision for the birds of the air. And from there on, Jesus moves to say how much more valuable we are than birds. Friends, our Father in heaven knows we need the basic needs, and in various ways He makes provision for us. David in Psalm 23 speaks about not being in want, an indication that he expected the Lord to make provision for him. Some things worth remembering in uncertain times. Some things that ought to encourage us in the overall journey of life. In uncertain times, remember God's promise or God's promises to walk with us, to walk with His people. Remember God's presence, His abiding presence, God's protection, God's provision. I think you will agree with me when I say this, that when there's a meaningful relationship between a child and his or her parent or parents, he or she will be greatly comforted and encouraged and will feel secure if or when uncertain times come along. Folks, when God is personal to us, as God wants to be through faith in Jesus, when God is personal to you and to me by our acceptance of what Christ has done for us, when God is personal to us as a result of turning from our self-centeredness and sin to Jesus, then we can expect God's comfort and God's encouragement, and we can expect to feel secure and loved in our times of uncertainty, and we can expect God, the true and living God, to be with us and to undertake for us. Encouragement, we all need it from God's Word and from each other. A man called William Arthur said this, and there's a good measure of truth in it. Ward said, "Flatter me, and I may not believe you. Criticize me, and I may not like you. Ignore me, and I may not forgive you. Encourage me, and I will not forget you." We all need encouragement. God knows we do. We can't read the Bible and not see that God is a God of encouragement. Encouragement to faith. Encouragement also to keep faith. Yes, even in uncertain times. Let's pray.